USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in New York City welcome the arrival of another group of illegal immigrants who were bused from Texas as they crossed into the United States from Mexico under President Biden's open border policy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams essentially criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Not my backyard," while Abbott says, "We don't have a choice because of President Biden's policy." Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. President Trump is testifying today as part of a New York State tax investigation into his business dealings of his company, the Trump Organization. President Biden continues to be slowed down by COVID-19's after effects.
The White House says President Biden is experiencing some lingering effects of COVID following his rebound infection. But at Tuesday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's cough is not unusual.
We had actually said that this was a possibility. We had been clear about that. We actually shared that he has an inhaler that he uses from time to time because he has experienced coughs, as you've heard him from even before COVID.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The inaugural launch of NASA's SLS rocket from Florida is slated to launch for the first time in just 3 weeks. It will do so with 8.8 million pounds of thrust. Large crowds are expected for the August 29th launch. The raid on President Trump's home in Florida, with Department of Justice officials brandishing automatic machine guns, has many Americans crying foul. Suppressing a possible presidential candidate less than 90 days away from the midterm election, Georgia Representative Jody Heiss on Fox News says the search warrant makes no sense and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government is a constitutional nightmare.
Well, that makes no sense, and it's frightening. You know, I think probably the number one thing that any citizen of any country fears the most is their own government being weaponized to come against them. And it's the biggest nightmare to see that happening right here in America. I mean, we have right now this same DOJ going after parents at school board meetings. Now the Trump, yesterday they seized the cell phone of General Scott Perry, a member of Congress. Where does this stop? And now, goodness, you look at 87,000 new IRS agents that no doubt were at least the fear. They will be released to go after more than likely conservatives and political opponents of the Democratic Party.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.